نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. We just went through midday now. The time when the doors of the heavens open. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to like to read. He used to read 4 rakats of Salah. Because at that time, because the doors just opened to go up at that time. So this masjid, mashallah, we're fortunate. The time we got before Salah, before the talk, and after the talk. So before the talk, we read that 4 rakats with that intention. And after the talk is our 4 sunnats. It was the 16th year after Hijrah, migration. It was the first time in the history of Islam that Masjid al-Aqsa was freed. It's now 1446, Ramadan. Let Allah give us that strength that we also become freed. When you speak of slavery, slavery of the desire of shaitan. And more so, it came so gradual in our life. We haven't realized that we in that slavery. That cell phone. When I admit, then inshallah I can move forward. A few days ago, Mufti Sahib was explaining the goal. The goal is not reaching. The goal is keep trying. And this will solve many of our mental turmoils, or we losing heart. Because we'll be feeling how many Ramadans went by. For a while I straightened up and then again I moved away. So the goal is keep trying. Don't lose heart that I'm not reaching. Keep trying. So the beauty of this whole journey, Umar radiallahu anhu, he leaves Madina Munawara. He's on his way to Baitul Maqaddas as the conqueror. The beauty of the journey was the simplicity and the humility. And this is real quality. When you speak of Ramadan, we need to bring quality. So Umar radiallahu anhu, the clothing he was wearing was simple. The animal he was riding was simple. It was a long journey. So the clothing became dirty. And the collar was torn. So he asked for it to be washed, stitched. They gave him new clothing. Umar radiallahu anhu, when his old one was washed and stitched, he put the same old one on. On reaching, he comes across a stream. Water. Now, this is Amirul Mu'mineen. But the beauty of humility, he comes down from the animal. He removes his shoes, places them under his armpit. Now he's walking through the water, leading the animal. Now outwardly, it wasn't in keeping with majesty, glory of a conqueror. But Umar radiallahu anhu at that occasion made a historic statement. He says more or less to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that once upon a time, you were the most disgraced of nations. Allah gave you respect because of Islam. Now, no matter how much you look for respect in other ways besides Islam, Allah will disgrace you. So understand, our respect, our honor is in the beauty of Islam, our identity. Honor is when someone sees me, they recognize me, Muslim. Don't hide the identity. It should never happen. Someone sees me and can't make out Muslim, not Muslim. That should never be. So then the Muslim generals, they came to meet Umar radiallahu anhu. They were wearing very fine clothing. So Umar radiallahu anhu picked up some stones to hit them. So they were surprised. He said, Amirul Mu'mineen, what are you doing? So he scolded them. Told him, so quickly, you have moved from your ways. So quickly, you have been affected by the ways of those around you. You have been here only for 2 years. And already you are eaten by their culture. Even if you were here for 200 years, And if you were eaten by their culture, I'll remove you. You're not fit to be my commanders. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum put Umar radiallahu anhum at ease. That this clothing we're wearing is a covering, camouflage. Underneath, our weapons are there. So Umar radiallahu anhum was at ease that his companions were not eaten by the environment. Mawlana Ali Mia rahmatullah, he mentioned more or less that outstanding regarding Sahaba radiallahu anhum were not their victories. Generally, that's our definition, that's our mind. It's on the battlefield, and then we overpower the enemy. But it goes much deeper. Mal Alimi rahmatullah says more or less, outstanding of Sahaba radiallahu anhum was, at that time, although they were coming from a civilization which was regarded backward, and they were facing the two superpowers of the time, Roman, Persian empires, but they were never influenced by their culture. Wherever they went, they maintained their identity. So a person has to be so strong, mentally, emotionally, internally, that nothing outside, the condition or the creation or the fashion, can change me. I'm on sunnat. That's perfection. Nothing can move me from the way of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Umar radiallahu anhu gave a lengthy talk. I just mentioned a few points. One point he said more or less was, make the akhirat, the year after, your main worry. Ask ourselves, when last we thought of akhirat, the year after. So Mufti Sahib was explaining, he says that, to the extent I forgot akhirat, to that extent, every little of the world will eat me, worry me, irritate me, anger me, depress me, because I forgot. This is all temporary. I forgot akhirat the year after. And Mufti Sahib said after that was, average man wakes up in the morning feeling absolutely depressed. What happens there is, Mufti Sahib says, a football ground. All the players are there. But there's no goal post. What those players will do? There's no goal. Now if a game got no meaning because there's no goal, we are not playing a game. We are living. This is life. The man is waking up every morning and he's got no goal. There's no akhirat, no year after in front. So there's no meaning to his life. It's an empty life, no meaning. So Mufti Sahib explained, it's a calculated effort to remove that whole concept of akhirat, year after, from the minds of the masses. And last night Mufti Sahib mentioned was, he said, it's a whole effort now to wipe out, to remove the whole belief of a creator. Now, if there's no Allah in my life, there's no akhirat in my life, no year after, there's no creator I'm living for, there's no direction I'm working towards, there's no meaning in life. I may try to make myself happy in different ways, but it's all temporary. So make the akhirat year after your main worry. Umar Radhiya mentioned another point, that never be alone with a strange woman. Shaitan is a third person. I can never trust myself. Ask the one who trusted himself. So for that moment, the whole intelligence and what he does, where he goes, and for the rest of his life, he's regretting. Because I trusted myself. A year or two, a person has to admit, oh Allah, my weakness, I ask your forgiveness. But don't make an excuse that, no, my heart is clean. There's no feeling. Don't make an excuse. Excuse, we closed all the doors. Muftiza was explaining yesterday, he said, if only we can just learn this lesson. Admit our mistake. And then just see everything open up. Everything was keeping me down. But the moment I admitted, oh Allah, I made a mistake. That ego, that pride of mine, I just broke it for that moment. And that whole burden which I was carrying for years, is just lightened. Admit, I made a mistake. I spoke wrong, I went wrong, I did wrong. Admit. Then Umar Raja mentioned another point. The person given position, his main duty, is to make sure those that are under him are carrying out the commands of Allah. I'm the father in the home, my entire family, to be moving on deen. Now many a father is giving up. I just can't speak to that daughter of mine. And that wife that you all know. Very easy. So when Alim was saying, whenever marriage problems come up to him, so husband got 20 complaints against the wife, wife got 30 against the husband. So the Mawlana is seeing 20, 30, too many here now. So he said, leave the 20 and 30, I'll give you one. Fazail Amal. Take this book home. Read it for 1 week. And then come back. And then the person comes back with the command of Allah in that 1 week of ta'aleem in the home. Reading the words of Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those zeros fall off. Now it's not 20, 30. Now it's 2, 3 minor. So one Muslim, Allah save us, he went too deep into books on philosophy. It drove him to becoming an atheist. Then after some time they see him, mashallah, back in the masjid. So they asked him, mashallah. So he explained himself. He says, my library, hundreds of books on philosophy of Islam. But there was one book lying on the shelf. My family had given me some time. Fazail Amal. And then it just went through my mind that I read all these other. Let me try this one. And he said, after reading that, that motivation with the command of Allah that comes within. So it's not possible to now leave the salah or go anywhere else. So that ta'aleem in the home. Then coming to that historic moment, Umar radiallahu anhu entering Baitul Muqaddas. So it was a long journey. The animal that he was riding was tired. So he asked for another one. Horse was brought. So he sits on that horse. And as it's moving, he could sense this horse is moving with pride. Immediately he comes down. And he asked for his old animal. This is what you call monitor on the heart. One is, I don't have pride. But the other is, I'm not even prepared to ride an animal that's moving with pride. Monitor on that heart. And this pride is killing and destroying. Average person will say, I'm very, very humble. Malatani Rahmatullah gives one sign that the man has pride. So Mawlana says more or less that that person who gets angry all the time over everything, sign of pride. So one husband told me last month, he said, Mawlana, I realize I got pride. I said, mashallah, what happened? So outside the home, it's full of honor for him. But enters the home, mashallah, the wife got a very flowery language. And now that anger wants to come. That pride is eating. This month of Ramadan, just come under control. You know, before Ramadan started, Mufti Sahib, one of the last words he told me, he said, Ramadan is coming. Don't fight verbally or mentally. Because many of us sometimes very soft. So verbally we won't say anything. But mentally, we saw the man, we saw his 7 generations, mentally. Now there's turmoil. There has to be calmness to enjoy the beauty of these months. So beauty is humility. I discipline this pride of mine. Beauty is modesty. The world is moving into shamelessness. Our clothing, not tight-fitting. We have modesty. Beauty is simplicity. A simple life. I can't be chasing the name and the brand and wasting. Beauty is sincerity. A day comes in my life, I say to myself, I'm tired now. I'm tired of show business. It's time I start living for one Allah. This status and knowing me and speaking about me and my family and the whole world must know where my holiday was. It's a life of show. That's not our life. Sincerity. I live for one Allah. And it's such a beautiful, easy life. So mashallah, this month of Ramadan, the theme, forgiveness. And just one arrangement to understand of this forgiveness. We all know that fasting person's du'as accepted. So a person will say, Mawlana, I'm too busy. I can't make du'a. Allah's mercy on the ummah, special favor on the ummah. The fish in the sea make du'a of maghfirat. Du'a of forgiveness for the fasting person till he breaks his fast. So the whole theme is forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, accept us all. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.